This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We knew it was coming. Incremental gun confiscation. So tyrants always operate. They target the old, the vets. They've already been using a VA system to confiscate guns with no evidence, no reason. Now they admit in the L.A. Times they're moving with that model. We had the reporter on yesterday that broke it all at the Daily Caller 2 weeks ago. And they're now coming after 4+ million retirees that they say fit the bill to have their guns taken. Weldon, now is the time for people to get accessories. Now is the time for people to get backups, to get extra parts. Tell us more about the low-pro, low-profile series from HDFirearms.com and some of the other accessories available.
Well, this is an important thing to have. You know, this is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you save money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. This is not hype when we talk about their 5.56. Now, tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of. It's a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
It's right here in front of us. Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people, just call head down. You can get anything you want made there. And any configuration you might want on your rifle, they're able to do that. And they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
It really is amazing. And again, they support the broadcast. So this is where folks should get their high quality 5.56 or 308 or their basically stealth low pro type systems, triggers, accessories, you name it, just the highest quality, cutting edge, battle tested. A lot of major units are actually using this in special ops. So they're continually getting feedback and upgrading what they're doing.
When you buy these products, whether it's the rifle or just some accessories, it's superior craftsmanship and it's competitive pricing. You can't get these type of products anywhere cheaper. You know what I mean? They basically have the most competitive pricing and it's superior craftsmanship and it's all made in America. Two things right here that I have that's simple that you could upgrade your AR-15 or your AR-10 at home. It's a PVX muzzle brake. It's one of the top-of-the-line things you can buy for your rifle. Helps with the muzzle rise, gives it more accuracy. Simple. Put it on right there. It works. This is a head-down developed and designed single-stage trigger. You can get it in a 3.5-inch pound or 4-inch pound trigger. And I dropped one of these in one of my old AR-15s that I use to just, is what you call a truck gun. You just beat it up. I've had it forever. I also have a head-down rifle, which I love even more. But I dropped this in it. It shot like a dream. Just dropping this trigger in.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at hdfirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, if this music isn't fitting for Planned Parenthood caught in the second video with their national director, the chairperson of their board of directors, talking about how she wants Lamborghinis and wants the lowest prices on baby parts for sale, while she drinks wine and cackles and looks like a vampire queen, it just illustrates the truth is stranger than fiction. And it's everything I've been telling you. You got to get out of these fake churches, get out of your houses, turn off the American Idol or whatever's on TV now, and go out and engage the globalist, and you will run into the lowest forms of scum. See, you just want to go have your own life and don't want to run anything. They do, and they're in charge. And now they're announcing they want to get rid of our free speech. Now they're announcing that our kids belong to them. No, no, no. Yeah, if the cops pull you over and they're not trying to take you to a FEMA camp in the future, it's best to just comply, even if you disagree with the unconstitutional laws or whatever. Because the average cop isn't a terrorist, isn't a bad person, and if you get in a fight with them, you're going to end up going to jail, getting killed. Even if you kill them, they're going to hunt you down. It's pointless. But when it comes to not complying with the schools trying to forcibly inoculate your kids, when it comes to the system trying to put fluoride in your water, when it comes to the system trying to bankrupt our dollars, trying to get rid of cash, and trying to get rid of our jobs, that's the real assault. So they want us to instead, with the Ford Foundation and others funding it, and Soros, make the whole revolution about rioting and attacking local police, because that'll just destabilize things further. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go into a complete news conniption. There's probably, let's not exaggerate, probably 100 articles I haven't gotten to. I've probably covered 50 already. And I said I'd get back into this big Wired magazine article about, well, we can't let the public have the life extension. Who will get it? So there's that whole debate. And by forcing a debate about this, it's the beginning of the end of the globalists using national security and global security to keep all this stuff secret for themselves. So that's why we're here exposing it. Just like 4+ million in the FBI memo are set to now have their guns taken. And they're using the VA program of secrecy to take veterans' guns now for Social Security recipients. And I can't believe I'm not even more freaked out. We should send out Jakari Jackson or Leanne McAdoo or Darren McBreen or John Bowne or Rex Jones, whoever, one of our reporters, to go out in Austin and say, hey, now here's the FBI memo, here's the Daily Caller article. It says that if you take a money transfer, a direct wire of your Social Security, that means you must be inept. You're incompetent to own guns. No judge, no jury. The 68 Gun Control Act says you're a felon or mentally incompetent. It's not in the law. They're just doing it. That's why it's so dangerous. It's such a big deal. ATF works with FBI and VA to get veterans' guns taken away. I told you it was coming. And the old people are dependent on that check, so they think they're going to call them up and go, how's the ATF? And I've had the ATF call me before. This is how it works. We'd like you to come down to our office, and we'll drop by over there. Want to discuss a firearm with you? And then the ATF shows up. I was not rude. And I was like, well, ATF busy these days? We're the BATF. I was like, whoa, dude, don't bow up to me. Well, why you, you know, this is just, and they had like some other guy casing around the parking lot while this was going on with these vests on with their guns already. And another time at the gun show, the ATF walked up to me. I later talked about it. I was like, oh, that's the ATF. And I was like, Jones, we're so sick of you. And they had some other guy pop up and go, hey, Alex, buy this gun with me. I don't have my license. Buy it. And I saw ATF. I was like, I'm not going to do that. And I looked and it was ATF just waiting. That's what, like, if I go to the gun show, it's just ATF. Just they'll even come over and bow up. Just bizarre behavior. But, you know, agencies, if they begin criminal, they always stay criminal. And the ATF was founded as revenuers who would run around the country. There were several whiskey rebellions, and poor people out west and up north and down south, everywhere, didn't have a lot of ways to make money. And one thing you could do was set up a still and make whiskey or make moonshine. And there were federal and other taxes on it. And people said, we're not going to pay your whiskey tax. And so the revenuers would go around and blow up the stills and arrest the people. I'm not talking about Dukes of Hazzard, folks, or where NASCAR came from liquor running vehicles. I'm talking about, in the 1800s. I'm talking about 200 years ago, 150 years ago. There were huge wars over all of this and insurrections. And the ATF is the oldest federal law enforcement agency. The Texas Rangers is the oldest continual law enforcement agency, if you want to call it that. But for federal, it's the ATF. And a lot of times they would get paid off not to shut down your whiskey or your moonshine, or they'd just come into your still, kill you, and then sell the liquor themselves. I mean, they are a hardcore group. They bombed Oklahoma City. They were intimately involved. They love going after patriots with no criminal record who are at the gun range, and the AR-15 shoots two rounds, and a tattletale calls them, and they take you to jail, and then they tell the jury, we admit he knew it didn't mean to shoot twice, was still a felony, and that jury will send you up the river with pleasure. I mean, they hate this country. They ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They are a terrorist organization. They torched Waco. I've known good people at the FBI. I've known good people in the state police. I've known good people in the federal marshals, good people in the CIA, the ATF, and I'm sure there are some good people who blew the whistle on Fast and Furious. The point is, the ATF is a incarnate anti-American criminal organization and needs to be abolished before they stage more terror attacks. Brandon in Alabama. Then we'll go to Christopher and John and Mike and others. I'm going to move quick now. I'm going to try my best. Brandon in Alabama, go ahead.
Alex, listen, great show today. And I just wanted to say you have been on a roll today addressing things as far as the spiritual nature of what's going on in our world. And the point is this, is that we have to understand that nothing happens on a world level, on a geopolitical level, that is not being orchestrated and strings being pulled behind the scenes. Do we think it's a coincidence that we see the Pope, the largest of the leader of the world's largest, quote, Christian religion, calling for a one-world government, calling that people who own or manufacture firearms can't be Christians? And you can go on and on down the list.
It's all concerted world government takeover. It's been launched. We're now entering the New World Order. Notice his approval rating has dropped massively with American Catholics. It doesn't matter. He's got a billion third world followers that really think he's their papa when the guy is a snake leading them straight to hell. Is it not biblical?
It is all biblical. It's not a coincidence that 99% of your American megachurch pastors are preaching peace and love and happiness and don't worry about anything because Starbucks is open in the United States and we're sitting in an air-conditioned church.
I'm glad you just said that. I'm glad you just said that because I went and looked it up this morning and checked some major Christian websites and things and Googled some of the sermons of top preachers. In fact, I meant to give this to the reporters, do a story on it. Nothing has been said by Joel Osteen or any of these people. I'll give it to Reverend Graham. He's talked about it, and he's talked about the open borders. None of these so-called preachers, these glitterbugs, have talked about, it's all feel good, follow me, and you're going to get rich. No, you're going to get persecuted is what's going to happen. And they're just up there, and I don't want to attack Joel Osteen. He says some things that are good as well, but imagine if Joel Osteen came out against Planned Parenthood. Imagine what that would do. That would save millions of babies, but he won't do it. And I'm not picking on him. Just any of them. I went and looked at their websites. Nothing out of these people. They need to get involved for these children. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the bottom line is that we are fighting a spiritual battle, Alex. And I know you said you didn't want this to turn into a preacher fest, but if we call ourselves a Christian, we have to wake up and realize that everything in our world is of a spiritual nature. And we have to fight that battle through spiritual eyes. And listen, you're exactly right. The preachers are not addressing this. There are a handful of men, Franklin Graham being one, who are willing to confront the big issues. Jonathan Kahn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, Mark Biltz. Those are all guys that write for World Net Daily. They're addressing these issues, but see, they aren't.
Dobson's been doing it. He's getting harassed by the IRS and getting their facilities shot up.
That's exactly right. And the bottom line is we have to realize that there are spiritual things going on in this world, and that our battle is not against flesh and blood. They're being played out through people, but there are powers bigger than these people that are orchestrating. And you said it earlier, they are being demonically influenced or possessed or whatever it is. And my word of encouragement to you is, don't worry about it turning into a preacher fest, brother. We have to address things from a spiritual standpoint and a spiritual nature if we call ourselves Christian.
Well, it's just beyond that. The church has been taken over to turn people off from it, because it's one of the main command bases of this system. But when you really research this and you go to Bohemian Grove that's going on right now in California and you cover all of this, you come to the realization that it is a satanic takeover. And again, I say to the atheists and everybody, call it a sci-fi movie, whatever you want. You know, angels or, you know, demons or aliens or whatever. I don't know. I just know the elite believe they're directed by entities. They believe they're being given all this knowledge. They're doing all this evil stuff. And if you start praying at the Capitol or at a abortuary, people show up in black and start screaming, Hail Satan. I mean, this stuff's going on. And believe me, just imagining, you know, that you're demon-possessed doesn't give you green skin. I mean, when you get around these people, you are looking at another creature. And that's all I can say is I've been around it too much. I'm telling you, folks, it's like Avatar or something. Like there's aliens up there piloting these people around. I mean, you know, that's an allegory of Christianity. It's pure evil.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Caitlyn Jenner is actually the real El Chapo. The problem is he hasn't actually done the chopping, so I say he's a fraud. But me, I've gone and I've had surgery, and I've had these prosthesis ears added. I am now choosing to be transzoological, I believe is the term. I may just have to be transabled and chop my arms and legs off and be known as a biscuit and live in a box. Be taken care of. And if you don't accept it, you're hateful. In fact, if you don't adopt my lifestyle and wear dirty brown socks on your ears after you work out, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're an anti-zoological phobe. You're a piece of filth. So now, I become my new self. And folks, the proper term is trans species. Paul Watson has decided to become a duck, and you need to honor it and honor the courage, or you're in big trouble. And again, we're not attacking people that have made the decision to change or something else. The point is, it being the number one issue in the world is an example of faux rights versus all of our basic human rights being taken. So one of the crew members, one of the smaller crew members, has decided to go from being a human to a gorilla. And so, Mr. Gorilla, what do you have to say? Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to have some fun. It's such a serious show that my daughters are here today. They got in the prop room. They even know we had a gorilla outfit. And she put it on. So I thought of a way to tie that in. And she actually shot that video yesterday, too, at the house. I'd worked out and I'd used dress socks because I didn't have any clean white socks. It was actually hiking socks, brown hiking socks. And I took them off and stuck them on my ears like I was a hound dog. And I was joking around with the girls. And they said, shoot a video, Daddy, shoot a video. And I thought, well, how do I make it political? So that's how things tend to happen around the house. But Alex Jones comes out of the closet. I am a blue tick hound. Actually, a bloodhound. Macadamia nuts, pine nuts. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. I apologize. I will just continue with your phone calls. Christopher in Colorado, thanks for holding. You want to talk about transhumanism. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Longtime supporter here. So many things to talk about. I mean, there's so many things facing us right now, whether it's the environment, the economy, politics, the attack on civil rights, the attack on sex, the attack on marriage, the attack on the family, whatever. You know, there's so many things. It's hard to choose.
Because the social engineers get to take all of our money and use it against us, and they control the dinosaur media that puts out the talking points. So this is what it's like to be dominated and run by a bunch of mentally ill people.
Oh, and they just unlimited resources, just unlimited. It's crazy. And this is the first time I've called, and they asked me what I wanted to talk about, and I was thinking, I've been thinking over the past several weeks, like, what is the biggest thing facing us, regardless of everything else that's going on? And
I think it's the color of Caitlyn Jenner's lipstick.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. And whether anything collapses, whether anything, anytime soon, if everything just continues in a normal path of evolution with technology and everything, with computers, in 10, 15 years, it's all going to be exactly the way they want, just based on the evolution of that technology. You can even
and they're now telling us
right now.
Exactly. They're going from what was in white papers 30, 40 years ago to what was near reality 10 years ago. But it was all white paper. It wasn't put out popularly, so I sounded crazy covering it, myself and a few others. Now they're all putting it out positively, selling it like it's a good thing, going, we'll be obsolete. We'll be phased out. The robot humans will probably kill all of us. Isn't it wonderful? It's just part of evolution. Get ready to die. They're just mainlining their plan now. I mean, I've got like 9 articles today where they're admitting it.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's like we're waiting for this merging of technology and humans to happen, but in a way, it's already happened. I mean, you walk around anywhere, and everyone is literally merged with, their phones and their computers. I'm not one to take off that list. I mean, without computers, without the Internet, we wouldn't even be able to know any of this stuff. So it's kind of a catch-22, but we're already jacked into the Matrix. We carry around bugs with us every day in our pockets, our phones.
Beginning, and now they say they have the blueprint of total life with the computers and the DNA, and they're just rolling out all these new species, and then they're all abominations. I time before it, if it worked and was empowering, it dumbs us down, all the technology, makes us sicker, and then creates horrible mutations so that they don't really have control of the global genome. They're just able to mess with it and then create monstrosities. It's exactly what I would expect, again, for the devil to do. It is straight out of the Bible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your past, your fears.
You know, I should give the number out more than once in the entire show. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Frogo in England had a bad digital connection, so he had to hang up. He's called back. Let's try one more time. Then I'm going to go to John, Mike, Adam, and Amy. Then I'm going to hit news and then back to calls. But I've got to try to now move quick through these callers. Frogo, thanks for trying again. From Albion, from Her Britannic Majesty's abode. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex, but a bit less of Her Britannic Majesty. I had to restrain myself from using a very rude word.
What? I mean, call her the Grand Witch, or what would you call her?
Are you talking? God damn it, I do not like royalty. And this is not what I intended to talk about.
I don't either, but I really like your voice. You've got a cool voice. You should do voiceovers.
All right? You want me to do voiceover of the will?
Just say this is QM74 entering the main quadrant, preparing to drop our payload over C73 vector. This is,
well, I didn't get a lot of that, but this is weird. Trial preparing to drop our payload over.
We've got a group of Folk Wolf 109s coming in from the northeast at about 11 o'clock.
Right. We don't got that much time. Let's quit goofing.
All right. I'll quit screwing around, brother. Go ahead and make your point.
Right then. Terminology. It's kind of important stuff because precise choices of words and forms of words have powers, both magical and psychological. Something that's been bothering me for quite a while is the use of the term ISIS for a bunch of CIA-inspired terrorist scum in the Middle East.
Yes.
Now, ISIS is a goddess from ancient Egypt. Very nice character, I should know, because I'm a neo-pagan. I'm a member of the Fellowship of Isis, and we are to be a lot less rude than I was about to be when I heard a mention of the Grand Witch, really pissed off about it.
It's not good to call her that.
Yes, it is.
See, I sense these things. Now, seriously, getting back to this, yes, I would say Isis has the traits that are the opposite of the ancient ISIS, and I think it all is a big Western CIA joke, yes.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, like, when they first announced it on television, what was that, June last year?
Yes.
I immediately thought, there is no way that's an accident. Next thing I thought is, also, there is no way that those people are Muslims, because Muslims would never touch anything pagan. Then, shortly after that, they kind of dropped it. They modified it to ISIL, replacing Syria with Levant. Now, Obama has had rather a lot to say about them. Notice something. He invariably calls them ISIL. And I know why this is. It's because he doesn't want to call down an extra curse upon himself. Then, after that,
that's interesting, because that would be, if you're into the occult, to be sitting there using that deity's name for another separate group. Obama thinks it's bad luck. I've wondered why he'll never call it IS or ISIS. He does call it ISIL, which is another made-up name. I mean, wow, that's a really interesting theory.
Yeah, I see it as being a little more than a theory. I mean, like, I'm into occult stuff. And I know the things that can happen when you screw around with it. I mean, like, long years ago, let's see, I lived in Earl's Court. I and someone else did a ritual in Notting Dale. And when we were finished, so I got up, walked home, and there was weird stuff going on behind and around me for about three quarters of an hour. And then it suddenly clicked that we hadn't closed the circle properly. So right there on Earl's Court Road, fortunately there was no one about the place, I got back into ceremonial mode, closed the circle, and all the weird stuff stopped straight away.
Well, there's no doubt the elite are obsessed with what you'd call ancient pagan rituals. And then they're trying to tell the public, though, that none of this is going on. As a neo-pagan, let me ask your view then. What do you think spiritually is going on this planet?
What's going on this planet? You cosmic struggle between good and evil. what we see is only a little bit of reality. It's a bit like an iceberg. And there is so much of it. Let's get to the really relevant bit. Mankind, and indeed all life on Earth, has been menaced by demons for, since life on Earth got going. Since the Creator was able to establish this kind of life. The other side, I like to call them tenebrae, which is Latin for darkness. Do not like life. they have been attacking life for millions upon millions of years. And they must regard it as a series of defeats, because there is more and more life. Then, at some point, human life arrived, and they must have thought a load of really unprincipled stuff, because, quite frankly, for all the animal loonies and think what's how nice the world would be if we weren't here loonies, the fact is that the best form of life anyone can be is human. And if you doubt that, just think how long you could play with your iPhone if you were a frog.
Well, this is what it comes down to, is that, if you look at the cosmology of Christianity or any other ancient culture, came with the basic same tenets that there are interdimensional forces, good and evil. There's the master creating system that gives you all the good things, the life, the regeneration, kinsmanship, all of it. And then you've got forces that love to mutate things, destroy things, and kill things because they hate the creation. And if these demons, as you're calling them, hated what God had created before, then imagine how much they really hate man, which is made in a image of the Creator and able to envision and create. We are light years ahead of the animals in many ways, and so that's what makes the demons so upset and why they want to demonize life and demonize the highest order of life while pulling down that highest order of life to then create the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're trash, because the demons cannot destroy the life giver. They can only try to destroy the creation that God made, and that is what you come down to. And then separate that from the occult, or, which just means hidden for folks that don't know, and Christianity and all of it, the elite at Skull and Bones, at Bohemian Grove, at all these places, they have been given dominion. They pray to the false light, because when you get higher up, they pray to the darkness. They're outside initiates, think they're praying to the light, and they're praying to the false light, and at the higher levels, they want to kill everybody. And they're being promised by their God worlds of their own. They're going to merge with the machines and be gods forever if they simply betray God's creation and try to destroy it. And it's heavy information, and I've gotten into it a lot, because when you look at it, what are the churches are preaching this? But then if you bring science into it and all that's been proven and the sixth sense and everything, oh my God, that's kooky, that's weird, because they don't want people to know how real it is. What I'm getting at is this. The globalists are occult obsessed. Everything they do is obsessed with it. Obama, all of them. And then, though, their practitioners get out and tell people, there's nothing spiritual, you see everything, you're not conscious, you don't have free will, you're ugly, you're nothing, just watch what we say, our little limited reality, watch television, watch our spectrum of false reality, their hack of the system. So that they can then go on, in their words, and be the wizards who can operate and live and control the world. They're threatened by any other sentient humans being in there, being able to control reality with what we build and what we do. So they just want us gone so they can play God. Do you agree with that statement?
A little bit of modification. Till about a month ago, I thought the demons, the globalists, want to kill everyone. And then the horrible truth sank in. No, actually, they want to torment us. They want to kill all humans because humans are able to resist them. They would rather that we come back as inferior forms of life. So identifying as a gorilla is a little bit previous. And then, predation can take off like it were it was still in the Jurassic.
Well, it is true. They want to kill us slowly, mutate us, torture us like a psychopath. And interesting points. I appreciate your call. Call back in again. Thank you, Frogo. Thanks for working so hard to get on the show. They do enjoy taking beautiful, perfect creations of God and making them ugly and failed and have them spew pus out. I mean, they really like that. And they like to torment. People that don't even believe in God, people that don't even are total atheists, they take DMT, which I don't take hard drugs. Haven't taken, don't take illegal drugs. But they take it and they go, oh my God, I believe in God now. You know, I was on a spaceship for 100 years with demons torturing people. And then you go give it to somebody from India, somebody from Mexico, somebody from Germany, somebody who's an atheist, and they either, it seems the smarter you are, the more hellish it is, people I've talked to. I mean, if you're really smart and tuned in, you see it, and it's like, oh, my God. And it's just unbelievable hell that's going on because you're tuned into their level. And if you're kind of stupid and trendy, it's like all wonderful and happy, and they want to be your friend. Again, I don't know. Let's say it's not real. In a Carl Jung way, it's a shared human archetype. What is that programming that you take DMT that you release a little bit of during deep sleep, during vivid dreams, and a ton of when you die? That's why your life does flash before you. I've talked to a lot of folks, family, been there when people die, and the last day while they're dying, it's incredible. Everything's replaying back. They're recounting things. Their memory's perfect. Their eyes just fire up. That's because DMT's starting to be slowly released, and then when they die, a bunch of it's released, and their whole life flashes before you. Well, you take that stuff, and I've talked to people that have taken it. In fact, somebody very close that I wish would go on air and talk about it, and it was like an eternity on a prison space station with demons doing brain surgeries, torturing people, and let me tell you, the person said it was real. And I talk to other people, and they go, yeah, that's what you see. I mean, folks, and that's what all the ancient cultures talked about, what they put on cave walls, what the Aztecs kind of bought into it and started doing. I mean, it is just whacked out, folks, whacked out. Call it evil energy, whatever you want. It's imposing itself on the planet. It wants to chop babies up. Why are we letting it? See, I said I'd take calls, and I took that one call that was very interesting, and now there's other calls. And John in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I need to remind all of your listeners that tomorrow the House is voting on that Monsanto Protection Act. It's House Resolution 1599. And if this thing passes, now you need to call your congressman today, people, because they're voting on this tomorrow. If this thing passes, then your individual states will not be able to require food processors to label their foods. Are they wholesome and natural, or are they genetically modified? And we have to put a stop to it. They bought out some congressman from Kansas. I think his name is Paul Amaro. And this guy is introducing the legislation. It's going to be voted on tomorrow in the House. And if it passes, you can say goodbye to wholesome and natural foods and hello to nothing but GMOs. It's House.
That's why I love taking calls, John. As you brought up something we covered earlier in the week, we've never seen such Facebook censorship that we try to post articles about this. They just shut it down and censor it. And you're absolutely right. Imagine they want to force GMO, known to kill honeybees, known to kill the bugs that eat it, known to cause serious gut problems on us, and not even let it be labeled, and not even let Monsanto be sued.
It's House Resolution 1599. Now, if you have a minute, I'll tell you a few more things about John McCain. The so-called hero John McCain tried to shut down all the gun shows. He was co-sponsor of McCain-Feingold. He was co-sponsor with Ted Kennedy on that Shamnesty bill. He signs on to Kyoto, which will cost us an extra 60 cents a gallon for gas.
He met with the ISIS commanders and helped fund the Free Syrian Army that's now Al-Qaeda running around. He says
we'll be in Iraq another 50 to 100 years. He's a decades-long member of the CFR. He opposed the Bush tax cuts. He was heavily involved in the SNL scandals in the late 80s. And in order to buy a simple bottle of vitamins, he wants you to be required to get a doctor's prescription to buy a simple bottle of vitamins, yet you and I, being adults, can walk into any store in the country and buy alcohol or tobacco, which can kill us without a doctor's prescription.
Incredible.
But McCain doesn't want you to be able to buy any vitamins without a doctor's prescription.
Hey, can I say this, John?
He's a Manchurian candidate.
He is a Manchurian candidate. Can we hire you as a correspondent?
Why not?
You have a great voice, and you're even smarter, and I just am so honored. I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. You guys sit on hold forever. I'm up here babbling about space platforms and demons, and you're just so smart, nailed everything on McCain. You're the type of guy that are you internet savvy where you could, like, file audio reports to a portal or something?
Alex, I'm old school. I'm 69 years old, so I was one of those guys who grew up without the internet. but I have unlimited local and long distance, so I can make a
well, just, there's so many great characters out there that are so smart, and you know, I would love to have it where maybe you could, we could find somebody in Wyoming in the town you're in who could work with you as a team and have you go out and do reports and stuff, because this is the power of the people. My big dream would be to turn loose all these great Americans of every race, color, creed from every region to be filing reports for us. I don't have a ton of money. Most of us wouldn't even want to work for money. Just the coordinating somebody like Wayne Madsen. It's great. We don't have him working with us, but I got to tell him where I want him to go and talk to him. You know, it's a hassle, but I want to have all these great minds involved with us. And you call in maybe once a year and always just absolutely knock it out of the park. And I would like more and more to have people like you be able to, maybe we sent you a DAT machine with a recorder and you could record commentaries and mail it back to us. But that's just, I mean, there's so many. I really want to turn loose a citizen corps of reporters. That way we'd have people in every corner of the country. Very, very exciting. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time on this Wednesday edition. Other points you want to make about McCain? Go ahead.
Well, for 5 years, by the way, I've been fighting these criminals here in Sheridan on water fluoridation. And we had a corrupt mayor before who got appointed in the state House of Representatives here. And then he got a formerly anti-fluoride city council member to become pro-fluoride so he would be appointed mayor. So they have some of the most corrupt. You think the politics are corrupt in Texas? Remember, I was born in Texas City, so I know all about Texas politics. And you think corrupt politics are evident in Texas and Louisiana, you should come up to Wyoming and see how corrupt they are up here. They're awful. But I've been fighting the fluoridation of our water, which began earlier this year, began around the first of the year.
That's right. Haven't I seen you in some of the local papers? I think we've covered it because, I mean, look, Harvard admits it's deadly. They've ordered the amount of fluoride in the water cut by half. I bet if you go investigate the water department, I bet they haven't cut it yet.
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, we need one more new member of city council to replace the old fluoride junkies. One more member of city council, and then we will have enough to shut down the water fluoridation here.
Forced medicating us with a deadly poison that they now admit is brain damaging us, and we wonder why the IQ points have dropped in the last 30 years, 14 points. One decade of regular fluoride use reduces IQ by 10 points on average. I mean, these people are sick freaks. John, I'm going to start getting the name and number of folks that I think could be correspondents or people that give us commentary or people that give us their take on things. I don't know what I'm going to do with this core of people, but the guy called earlier, I think it was from Georgia, talking about going to the Marine Corps recruiting thing, and he had breaking news, people like you. It'd be so good to be able to have folks out there that could be filing reports to Infowars.com and writing articles and just really having boots on the ground everywhere. Very, very exciting. So if you want to give us your name and number, John, I'm going to get that and then put it, create some type of file or something, because I want to start getting these great callers and people. I mean, like David Knight entered one of our contests. We hired him. He's now hosting the show, reaching tens of millions of people every week. Ja'Kari Jackson was in college and, you know, making great grades in RTF and already had a job. We convinced him to move down here. He's doing a great job. You know, people like McBreen was already working for what was the Scripps Tower News Service. We convinced him to quit his job and come here. That's because he entered the contest. But I'm out of money at a certain point, skipping breaks, not plugging like I'm doing now, to where I wish I could go out and just hire a whole bunch of reporters. The problem is you hire an establishment reporter most of the time. They just want you to tell them what to say. I've tried it before, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what to say. Go out and investigate, you know. And they're like, well, I'm not liberal or conservative. Well, neither are we. We're just common sense. And that's my dream, is there's all these smart, concise people out there that listen. And I'm so humbled that you listen to me. Because half the time I'm exhausted. I mean, I got a lot of work. I'm not complaining. It's just that it's kind of like I'm on the field after playing 18 innings of baseball. And sometimes I'm a little tired, and I'm going to swing wide, and I'm going to stumble around. Sometimes, though, I'm going to get a better hit than I would have got in the second inning. But I'm kind of cross-eyed sometimes. I'll be honest with you. I can't believe the stress I can put up with. God's really blessed me with stamina. It'd be people only knew the stuff. I'm not lying about it. It's just crazy. So believe me, folks, I know it's a train wreck sometimes, but I'm doing the best I can, and I got a great crew, and they're just getting better and better, so I'm so blessed. And the world's getting so dark right now that I just fall back on God. And it's not like it's a psychological blanket. It's where I get my strength. I can be exhausted, and I just think about God, and God wants us to protect the innocents, and God wants us to help life on this planet. And then just the strength fills me. And it's just so epic, the battle we're in. I just can't believe we're so prominent in this fight. There are so many well-spoken, smart, incredible people who we need to be involved. And I know you're involved, but I want to see you involved on a bigger level. I wish there were another dozen outfits like InfoWars. I wish there were so many successful, articulate, neat people that showed up on the scene that I was made obsolete and I could just maybe do polished books or videos fighting the globalist and really contribute in that way. Because I'm so busy, I can't do a lot of polished stuff. I would pretty much sit back if people show up that have got what it takes to take the globalist on. But I know this, so many good people don't take action because you're humble like I am as well. It doesn't matter if you've got a speech impediment. It doesn't matter if you're handicapped. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter. What matters is you recognize the evil. You don't want to put up with it. You don't want to go along with it. You're not going to stand for it. I mean, folks, they're beginning gun confiscations on Social Security recipients right now. And I feel like I'm losing my soul because my soul's stronger than ever in many ways, but in others, I'm so marinated in this evil that I know they were coming after the Social Security recipients. They're going to do the same thing they've done in Australia and Europe, take away your tax write-off for kids that you desperately need to pay the bills if you haven't inoculated them. They're going to use our dependence in a managed economy. Because even if you work 60 hours a week, you're dependent on the government. To get those little tax write-offs for your kids so that you can buy them clothes and take them to the movies or take them to play golf or whatever. And now they're going to get rid of that and shoot them up so they can have seizures and be mentally retarded. I mean, they're just ghouls, folks. They want to hurt us. And I understand it takes me a lot to get my mind around we're really dealing with demons. But I've had globalists at meetings, events, off record, on record, tell me, we're going to destroy you. You'll never stop us. They're like villains in movies. I grew up and would go see movies about villains, and the villain would laugh and say, I'm going to get you. Ha, ha, ha. Here's my plan. And I think, you know, why does the villain give the plan? Why not just kill him? Why do they cackle and do all this? I didn't realize that was criminology. I didn't realize people like Stan Lee understood that when they were doing these comics and that's what villains really do. They really go, ha, 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 I'm going to get you. Here's how I did it. And you didn't know it. I mean, I have to sit there and watch them do this, and then the public's too dumb to even read what they've said or what they've done. We're going to go to break and come back and take a few calls in overdrive. I've done my best. Briefly, like I mentioned, HCFirearms.com, that's a sponsor, great quality products. We've got Knockout, a new form of just natural ingredients known to help you sleep deeper and get better sleep. There's big studies out today that if you don't get rest, it causes cancer and all sorts of mental problems. And it's just so important to get sleep. Just one night of bad sleep can alter your genes. Pulling in an all-nighter damages the DNA and our biological clocks. Study shows. Study irregular sleeping patterns linked to cancer. This gives you the deep sleep you need. Knockout, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it makes this operation possible. And all I can tell you is we'll be as true as we can and as committed and hardworking as we can. But sometimes I'm going to be stumbling around with my eyes crossed. Stay with us. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's survival Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.